Rosh Hashanah Yerushalmi, correspond to Rosh Hashanah Bavli, Daf Zayin. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Hey Amud Aleph, on the 10th line, Ki Dorosh Yedoshenu. Ki Dorosh Yedoshenu, Elu Chatoif, Hashamayif, Hashem Lekecha, Vehekdush, Bedek Habayif, Meimach, Veleket Shechopeya, Vahaya Bachachachet, Rolei Bekorban Chachet. The Pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Chof Gimel Pasuk Chof Beis, that he will demand it of you. This refers to Chatas and Hashem offerings. Hashem, your God, refers to items consecrated for the upkeep of the temple that one can transgress, Baal Ta'acheh, even with items that are purely for Hashem. From your people, this refers to Leket Shechar and Peya, which are different gifts that are for the poor, that one could transgress, and there shall be a sin in you, a new banan in your korban, the korban is not invalid. Dolekein, Ma'an Amrin, the Gemara asked without expounding, but not in your korban, what would he have said? Amr B'Shemul B'Reid of Yosa, B'Rabun, So I tell you, Hashem Yimsa Zevach Pasul, from Kain Sach Meimah, Vahay Bachachet, Vachar Vale Bekavan Chachet. Rav Shmuel, the son of Yosef, Rebun, answers, we would have perhaps said that if three festivals passed and he transgressed Baal Ta'acheh, the Korban would be invalid. The Pasuk says, in Dvarim Perek Chof Gimel Pasuk Chof Daled, you shall guard that which comes out of your mouth, and you shall do. You shall do means this warns the Beis Din to enforce it, that people bring their sacrifices to the temple. Rabbanon de Kisoin b'shem Ravina mikan lemashkoin kashe nadalta l'ashem lekecha nadova v'yesh neder kuya nadova el l'chay v'alkol neder v'neder v'alkol nadova v'nadova. Rabbanon of Kisoin, quoting Ravina, said that we learn from here that Beis Din may take security for a korban. Just as you vowed a voluntary gift to Hashem, your God, is a vow called a voluntary gift. Rather, what does that pasuk mean? It comes to make a person liable for Baal Ta'acheh for every vow and every voluntary gift. Eizu neda sha'amu ha'ime ha'ay alai oila, veizu nadova sha'amu ha'ime ha'ay ze oila. Which vow were they referring to? Is if a person says, I am obligating myself in an oila offering. Which voluntary gift do they refer to? If the person says, this animal should be an oila offering. Umichama chavihoin du'abonon boy, ha'ma ha'ay alai chazavama ha'ay zu. Rav Chama, the colleague of the Rabbanon, said, what if a person first said, I'm obligating myself, and then later said, this is? Rav Chana answers, it's not logical that if he would not have said, this is, then he said, I'm obligating myself, the stringent prohibition would take effect on a lenient prohibition, but vice versa would not take effect. Rice says, amongst the list of things in the Mishnah, whose Rosh Hashanah occurs on the 1st of Nisan, they added housing rental fees, that the rental year ends on the 1st of Nisan, and Trumas Shkolim, the money raised for the public sacrifices, each person will give a half shekel, and from the 1st of Nisan, the sacrifices were bought from this new collection. Schar Batim, Amr Yoina, Behusha Amar, Shana Zu, Avalim Amar, Shana Achas, Noisin Neis Leis. As for the housing rental fees, Rav Yonah said that this applies if the owner said this year, but if he said 1 year, the rental continues until exactly a year after it began. This is like the statement of Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. The Trumas Shkolim is as it was at the time of the Mishkan. The Pasuk says in Shmois Mem, in Pasuk Yud Zayin, and it was in the first month of the second year, on the first month of the first of the month that the Mishkan was set up. The writer teaches that on the day that the Mishkan was set up, the monies of the new collection were started. Rav Tavi, Rav Yosho, B'Shem Kahana, Ne'er Makan, Chodshe, V'Ne'er Malalon, Chodshe, Ma'a Chodshe Sh'Ne'er Malalon, Ein Moinim Elam Nisan, Av Chodshe Sh'Ne'er Makan, Ein Moinim Elam Nisan. Rav Tavi and Rav Yosho, quoting Kahana, said that the Pasuk says here, Chodshe, the months of, and the Pasuk says later, Chodshe, just as the Chodshe there is counted from Nisan, so the Chodshe here is also only counted from Nisan. Amr Vyona, Shavak, Ritavi, Rosha, Ba'amma Seifa, Delaikain, Kihadahai, Dutani, Zeus Oilas, Chodesh, Bechodshoi, Yachod, He Toyrim, Bechol Chodesh, Bechodesh, Tamalayim, Bechodshoi, Lechodshe, Bechodesh Echad, Hu Toyrim, Lechol Chodshe Hashanah. Rav Yonah ignored the first part of the Braisa and only said the second part. This was surely correct. As the Braisa taught, the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Perek Chofres Pasuk Yud Daled, this is the oil offering of the month in its month. I might have thought that there should be a collection each month, The pasuk says, in its month, for the month of, means the collection is made for 1 month, for the entire year. Yachol be'eve chodesh she'yutzeh ne'ma kam chodshe, v'ne'ma la'alon chodshe, na'chodshe she'ne'ma la'alon, e'moinim ala minisan, as'chodshe she'ne'ma kan, e'moinim ala minisan. Might have thought that one could choose a month. The pasuk here says, and the months of, and there it says, months of, just as he only counts the month there from Nisan, so for the month here, one may only count from Nisan. The Mishnah Maseches Bechorah says that Reb Meir says the first of Elul is the new year for tithing animals. Another says that the animals born in Elul are tithed separately. Amar Rav Chuna Tamei Reb Meir Ad Kan Hein Mismatzos Leiled Min Hayishonos Umikan Veilech Hein Maschilos Leiled Min Hachadoshes. Rav Chuna says the reason of Rav Meir is that since small animals gestate for 5 months, the animals that are born until Elul were conceived before Nisan and are considered to be from the old group. From Elul onwards, they were conceived in or after Nisan and are considered part of the new group. Rav Yosi Rav Bun B'Shem Rav Chuna Taima Rav Loza Rabbi Shimon Lav Shukai Masoin Elu Habechirois V'Amakim Yad Shubau Elu Hafelois Yisro Afshashiru Elu V'Elu Nechnasu Nadir Liz Asher Is Aser. Rav Yosi Rav Bun, quoting Rav Chuna, said that Rav Loza and Rav Shimon's source is the pasuk that says in Tehillim, Perek Samachei Pasuk Yodalad, the meadows don sheep, these are the ones who conceive immediately. The next phrase, and the valleys wrap themselves in produce, these are the ones who conceive later, when the valleys are sprouted and the seeds are visible in Nisan. And the phrase, they call out and even sing, both these and those come into the pen to be tithed. Amar ben Azai Hoyo Ve'elu Oymekach Ve'elu Oymekach Yehu Ha'elulim Mithasim Bifnei Atzman. Ben Azai says, since these say this and these say this, the animals born in Elul should be tithed separately. Ha'ketzad Nodu Le'chamisha Ba'av V'chamisha Ba'elul. And if you say, Oy Chamisha Ba'elu V'chamisha Ba'tishrei, Ein Mitztalfim. If you say, Nodu Le'chamisha Ba'tishrei V'chamisha Ba'av Ha'elu Mitztalfim. That's a great guesser. How is this? If they were born on the 5th of Av and the 5th of El, or the 5th of El and the 5th of Tishrei, they do not combine. If they were born on the 5th of Tishrei and the 5th of the following Av, then they do combine. This shows that Ben Azai was a student and contemporary of Rabbi Akiva. But Ben Azai machriya al divrei tamidov. The Gemara asked, can Ben Azai resolve a disagreement between his students, Reb Meir and Reb Shimon? He proceeded their disagreement. Reb Yirmiyah, Reb Maisha, b'shem Reb Shmuel, b'Rabbi Yitzchak, shekein nechaku aleha avos ha'olam. Rav Yirmiyah and Rav Maisha, quoting Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, answered this disagreement already existed amongst earlier sages. Manin Avos HaOlam, who were these earlier sages? Tani, Rav Yonah, Kamei Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Shmuel, Rav Akiva. Rav Yonah taught Rav Yirmiyah that it was Rav Shmuel and Rav Akiva. Zaysameth ben Azai Talmud Rechavahaya, Rav Akiva. In Temer, Rabis, Isbar Nash, Amal Rabis, Hayol, Ve'elu, Ilu Amma Kain, Ve'elu Amma Kain. This shows that Ben Azai was a student and contemporary of Rav Akiva. If you say that Rabbi Akiva was Ben Azai's teacher, does a person say to his teacher, since these say this and these say that? Rabbi Abor, quoting Rabbi Shmuel Yitzchak, answered that we can prove it from here, which is a Mishnah in Maseches Bava Basra. Ben Azai said to him, we were already upset that there was an earlier disagreement between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and you have come to create a new disagreement between them. Zaysameres, Ben Azai Chavir Talmud Haya, Rabbi Akiva, in Temer Rabbe, Is Bar Nash Amal Rabbe. And since we see that Ben Azai said you to Rabbi Akiva, while speaking to him in third person, this shows that Ben Azai was a student and contemporary of Rabbi Akiva. Taman Tanina, Me'echa B'tishrei, Ad Choftes Be'el, Hari Elo Mitztarfim, Chamisha Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, V'chamisha La'achar Rosh Hashanah, Elo Mitztarfim, Chamisha Lifnei Agoyrin, V'chamisha La'achar Agoyrin, Hari Elo Mitztarfim. The Mishnah Maseches Bechorah says that from the 1st of Tishrei until the 29th of Elul, the animals are tied together. If 5 animals were born before and 5 animals were born after Rosh Hashanah, they don't combine to be tied together. If 5 animals were born before the Goyrin, which is one of the 3 times in the year that the sages require tithing from the animals that were born since the last Goyrin, and 5 animals were born after the Goyrin, they can combine to be tied together. Im kein lama amu shalosh gronos lemase behema, shal shalei yegi ha-Goyrin, if so, why did the sages create 3 times in the year to tithe animals? Before the Goyrin arrives, it's permitted to sell and slaughter. Once the Goyrin has arrived, he may not slaughter. If he did slaughter, he's exempt. Amar Rav Yosef, Zaysameres, Masa Behemah, Le'asu Oysoi, Lekachanat, V'loi Kishlish.
Rav Yossi said that this shows that the sages did not view tithing animals like the budding of a fruit tree, nor like seeds that reached a third of their growth, that if one tree budded before Rosh Hashanah and another budded after Rosh Hashanah, they cannot be tithed together, and similarly for seeds that grew one third. In Temer Kechanat, Nesni Kola Mu'uboim, Mechoftes Ve'el. If you say that tithing animals are like budding, let the Mishnah teach any animals that were conceived from the 29th of El onwards, as budding of a tree parallels conception of an animal. In Temer Kashlish, Nisni Kola Noiladim ad Esim Vishnaim Boy. Alternatively, if you say that tithing animals is like seeds growing a third, let the Mishnah teach any animals that gave birth from the 22nd of El onwards, as until this point, any animal born could be brought as a korban that year when it's at least 8 days old. Rav Simi, b'shem Rav Bun Barchia, k'shlish oso isoi, k'rav Shimon, d'rav Shimon Omer, m'chus hazman, nichas hadeles aseh. Rav Simi answered, quoting Rav Bun Barchia, really they did treat the animal tithe like a seed growing a third, and it follows the view of Rav Shimon that even an animal that has not reached 8 days old enters the pen to be tithed. Kam Rav Mana, im Rav Simi, amalei at ammas hadamilsa, v'ha taninan, ben azei oimer ha'eluliyim, with asim v'fnei adzman. Where I feel a noilad ad choftes ve'el, islach meima ben azai kib shimon, like rabbanu. Rav Mana met Rav Simi and said, did you say this, that the Mishnah follows Rav Shimon? But the Mishnah in Bechorah's teaches that ben azai says that the animals born in El are tithed separately. Does that not include even animals born until the 29th? If so, could ben azai agree with Rav Shimon, rather than rabbanon who disagree with Rav Shimon? Madat omar al drabbanon manicham ma'asam l'shan abo, and with asim im b'nei shenosam, Kain at Omar al de ben Azai manichin leguyin abo behemet asim im b'nei el. After you say that Rabbanan say that one should not tie it together, but rather one must tie them the following year, so you'll say that ben Azai says that one waits until the next goyin and ties them with the animals born in el. Amavchuna zaysemeres yomim shabachom mechusazman vahen oilin loy mitoch shnasei. Amavchuna says this shows that the days during which the bechor is less than 8 days old are counted for its first year. Am Rav Mana, Rav Yoina, Abba, Shama la min Ador, Kol HaBechor, Asher Yivolid B'Bikorcha, Obesaincha, Hazocha, Tikdash L'Hashem Lekecha, HaKeitzat, Mishas Leidosai Ad Moinaloi. Rav Mana says that my father, Rav Yoina, learned this from the Pasuk that says in Dvarim Perek Tetzvav, Pasuk Yutes, any firstborn that's born in your cattle and in your flock, you shall consecrate the male to Hashem, your God. How is this? From its birth, you begin to count.